when all you have is a search engine, everything looks like a database.
Let's move on.
Privacy is nothing to be granted. Privacy is something you take yourself.
They've got the Mossad, the CIA, and Hillary Clinton behind them.
We're now beyond what the Stasi could even dream of.
Reality Exploit Roundtable.
Welcome to Reality Exploit Roundtable, Episode 3. Today, your moderator is myself, Hero, and the panelists that we have. Voodoo from the Black and Yellow Pages, Beer Can Engines, Wise Guy, Man with No Name, Smuggler from Anarplex.net, Plato. You can find The Real Plato on Twitter and Reddit. And, of course, I already mentioned myself, which you can find different shows on agoristradio.com or .bit. Today's topics: Agorist Insurance Smart, the Sovereign Mutual Aid Response Team, and Shield Mutual Agorist Insurance, Super Cheap Nano Solar Panels, Failbook Abstainers Might Be Terrorists, and Banana Republics Gone Wild. We're going to start off here with the Agorist Insurance. Well, over the past year, two different organizations have come out with this similar type of system. First one is the Sovereign Mutual Aid Response Team and the Shield Mutual Agorist Insurance. So back in 2011, Jim Davidson of the Individual Sovereign University announced SMART. He's been posting updates with some of the things that they've been doing as in the organization. And then not too long ago, George Donnelly of Agora.io announced his Shield Mutual Agorist Insurance. So both of these companies are offering many overlapping similar services.
So what Shield Mutual does is, we don't have unlimited resources to pay for all the damages that the state does. You know, I'm talking about the community here. We don't have unlimited resources to pay for the lawsuits and whatnot, which may or may not give any kind of relief. But what we do have is publicly. This is not like a traditional, state-registered insurance company, because we don't promise to pay any monetary benefits.
Right.
What we do promise is that, if you are accused of a political crime, we're going to mount a publicity campaign.
The Shield Mutual Agorist Insurance Company, from that clip right there, shows a little bit difference from the other Sovereign Mutual Aid Response Team, because the Sovereign Mutual Aid Response Team have services like they'll ping you, try to contact you every month, and if they don't hear from you, then they'll try to search you out to make that you're okay. If you need bond money, they may help you with that, or legal defense, different things. So both of these sites are actual businesses, some type of mutual aid society mixed with the UCLA and the EFF and an insurance company with the business model, but all from an agorist frame. So you can go to both of these websites and actually send money for monthly or yearly subscriptions. Plato, is there a market for this? And is the business model sustainable? What do you find interesting about these services, and what do you think the future may hold for them?
All right. So is there a market? Yes. And right now it's these two businesses. They're the guys who are offering the services. They make up the market as it exists right now for, agorist mutual aid insurance companies. For future projections, I would favor SMART over SHIELD, because it sounds like they're doing more than just offering publicity. And the reason I think that is because you're paying both companies for their communications infrastructure, and you can do that peer-to-peer for free. Like in Snow Crash, one of the couriers punches a code, and it's this red alert that's broadcast to the courier skater tribe. So they come in and save the day and trash a helicopter. No one's stopping anyone from developing, our own people's red alert system. You figure out, some message protocol, set a peer-to-peer through CJDNS on people's phones. They get the message. They check the signature on the message to see who digitally signed it. You check that digital signature through a trust network. If it's a credible signal, you pass it on to your friends, and maybe, you act on it.
I personally don't think that Jim Davidson's SMART idea is very smart. The problem with any insurance company is that it has to be based on actuarial data, in which you try to determine your likely payouts versus the amount of money that you're going to bring in order to fund the operations. And when you have a self-selected group, I think people would be inclined to get this insurance if they were, thinking that they might be at a higher risk. It turns out to be a similar situation as high-risk medical people trying to get insurance. And when those people are allowed into a system, or the system is focused, the particular service or product is focused on people who are high risk, the actuarial numbers become unsustainable in the sense that if people actually saw what it would cost to defend that kind of self-selected group against certain actions by the state, I think they'd find that they couldn't afford it.
Well, that's absolutely. The key point is going to be, if you're buying one of these insurance policies, you better have a performance bond to go along with it, where you're the whoever's selling you the insurance policy has puts up a bond that you can tag when they don't perform, because we do have a template here. The CD Evolution Fund, started by some of the civil disobedience crowd in New Hampshire, when that was first set up, this was for civil disobedience no matter where it happened in the world. And that was announced by Ian Bernard on Free Talk Live when they were first advertising it, and then suddenly it morphed into, well, no, this is just for New Hampshire guys, because folks who were outside of New Hampshire were doing civil disobedience and they were depleting the fund. So I would worry about that. I'd also worry about, speaking of George Donnelly's publicity campaign, what happens if the action that you took that requires his publicity, he doesn't agree with? Nothing against George Donnelly, but he does have strong opinions on what's right to do and what's wrong to do. If he comes up to one of these things that he thinks is wrong to do, is he going to give you the full measure of his services?
There's another example for those mutual aid and insurance kind of setups, and that is actually the mafia. One of the things the mafia promises their foot soldiers is that the family will take care of the foot soldier in jail, and that wife, children, and so on are protected. So I think it can make a sense if there is a framework, an agreed-on framework, on actions that are actually to be supported by the organization, and a protocol and a means of craft to reduce the risk of being caught and captured and locked up.
I agree with that. But still, in the case of the mafia, you had an organization which had